There was a little about Curly Starr he did not know. Starr, along with Doc Bentley, Ernie Jocelyn, Tobe Story, and a kid called Bill Cross, had held up the Cattleman's Bank in Mustang, killing two men in the process. Billy Marsden, son of the owner of the Bar M Ranch, had been arrested and charged with the killing. It was claimed he was Bill Cross.
Do you think Starr might clear your brother?
Well, I hope he will. I've come all the way from Texas just to talk to him.
They'll be taking him back to Texas. Couldn't you have waited?
Well, I had to see him first. I've been told that awful gunfighting ranger Chick Beaudry is coming after him. Well, he might kill Starr before he gets back to Texas.
No, I doubt that. I hear the rangers never kill a man unless he's shooting at them. Have you ever met this Beaudry fella?
No, but I've heard about him, and that's enough.
Time to mount up, folks. Gotta roll if we're gonna make Deadwood on time.
My, how time does fly. Come in!
Back to the rack. Gentlemen, Miss Marsden.
Oh, yes, I'm coming. Thank you.
Claire Marsden hurried outside, and Walter Luck stepped up beside her.
Seen you talking with that young feller in the black hat. Did he tell you his name?
Why, no. He did not mention it.
Seems odd. We all told our names but him.
Well, that's not strange at all. Lots of folks don't care to tell their names. It's their own business.
Kitty Austin drew a cigar from her bag and put it in her mouth. She glanced at Claire Marsden.
Hope you don't mind the smoke, ma'am. I sure miss a cigar if I don't have one after dinner.
Excuse me.
That's all of them. So long, George.
Get up. Ha!
Some folks like to chaw, but I'm no hand for it myself. That Calamity Jane, she chaws, but she's a rough woman. Drives an ox team and cusses like she means it.
Luck had a cigarette, but he tossed it out of the window as the stage started. The young man in the black hat reached into his pocket and withdrew a long envelope, taking from it a letter, which he glanced at briefly as they passed the last lighted window. He had turned the envelope to extract the letter, but not so swiftly that it missed the trained eye of Gentleman Jim Bridges. It was addressed, Chick Beaudry, Texas Rangers, El Paso, Texas. Bridges was a man who could draw three aces in succession and never turn a hair. He did not turn one now, although there was quick interest in his eyes. There was a glint in them as he glanced from Beaudry to the girl and at last to Walter Luck.
If you plan to see Starr, you better get at it, miss. Texas wants him back, and I hear they're sending a man after him. They're sending that border gunfighter, Chick Beaudry.
Never heard of him.
He's good, they say. With a gun, I mean. Of course, he ain't in the class with Doc Bentley or Ernie Jocelyn. That says nothing of Allison or Hickok.
Oh, that's what you say. Billy Brooks told me Beaudry was pure deep poison. Luke Short said the same.
Well, I ain't interested in such. Mining is my game, or mine stock. I buy stock on occasion when the prospects are good. I don't know nothing about Texas. Never been south of Wichita.
Beaudry leaned back and relaxed his muscles to the movement of the stage. Claire Marsden aroused his sympathy as well as his curiosity. Yet he knew that Billy Marsden was as good as convicted, and conviction meant hanging. Yet if his sister was right and Starr knew something that might clear him, he would at least have a fighting chance. How much of a chance would depend on what Starr had to say, if anything. The court would not lightly accept the word of an outlaw trying to clear one of his own outfit. If he had even a spark of the courage it took to send his sister rolling over 1,000 miles of rough roads, he might yet make something of himself. Chick had himself made a start down the wrong road before McNally recruited him for the Rangers. It had been to avenge a friend that he had joined. It led to the extinction of the Ballard gang and the beginning of his own reputation along the border. Yet since he had ridden into that lonely ranch in Texas, badly wounded and almost helpless, he had never drawn a gun except on the side of the law. It was easy enough for even the best of young men to take the wrong turning when every man carried a gun and when an excess of high spirits could lead to trouble. Chick Beaudry made a sudden resolution. If there was the faintest chance for Billy Marsden, he would lend a hand. Dealing with Curly Starr would not be simple. Curly was a hard case. He had killed 9 or 10 men, had rustled a lot of stock, stood up a few stages and robbed banks. Yet, so far as Beaudry was aware, there were no killings on Starr's record where the other man did not have an even break. According to the customs of the country, that spoke well for the man.
Whoa!